forever and a day. We're going to begin with Kelly. Hello, Miss Kelly.
Hi, good morning, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart.
So I was going to say, you know, can I have a message? But I have to tell you, I am feeling like such a misfit with this agreement. I don't know how else to say it, and I'll just start with that. I had an experience yesterday with the oldest Native American Pueblo in the United States, and I'm feeling drawn to the Native American nation. And being in that energy, I don't know, I just felt like such a misfit, like I didn't belong there, or all this stuff was coming up. And so I'm just at a loss this morning. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to be with this. Wow. It's just so different.
Oh my God, it is so good. It is so good. What it is that it's inviting you forward. It's cracking the code. So in other words, it's inviting you home. And the reason you feel like a misfit is because you have to now scurry. In other words, you have a decision to make in choosing that broadcast that you associate with. So whatever you're receiving from the outer, remember it's all a dream state. So you're really just calling yourself home. So what you're recognizing in the clouds, meaning you're recognizing in these other hosts of truth, is just your own remembrance. And so what it's doing is giving you like a huge contrast where it's almost like leaving you naked in a way, because it's forcing you to see your trappings. It's forcing you to see where you've been aligning with the false self. And so you almost feel like a stranger where you presently are. That's actually good, because what it is, it's been, how do I say this? There's like this acceleration where the acceleration is you're no longer sleeping. You're no longer kind of stuck in your stew. You're alert to the energies, and they're saying they must not be avoided. In other words, now is the time to step into your truth, to step into your faith. And in a way, you set yourself up for success, because now you can't really tumble back if you want to. It's a little bit like, oh gosh, you know, if you introduce someone that's using to the truth of recovery, and then they start using again, well, then even in their drug high, they're going to remember what was said to them. And so it's like they can't even escape it, even when they're high, because that they've been alerted to the truth. So in essence, this is what's occurring. So your drug, in a way, would be the downward cast. In other words, your dream of fear, your dream of fright. And so because you've been, they're saying, stepped upon, in other words, because you've been offered a hand in marriage, meaning like a new advancement, energetically, you must proceed. And so this means that even if you go back, you can never go back. You know, it's sort of like a mind, what do they say? I forget that saying, but you know, a mind given a new idea, like, can never go back to the old. That's basically where you are right now. As uncomfortable as it is, it's you're spot on ready. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kelly.
Thank you. So what it is you've been offered a template of assurance. In English, you're already aligned with that energy. Whatever you do with your physical body or not is up to you, but you're already aligned. So you're going to recognize this card. What's stepping forward, in other words, when I say the contrast, it's like who you truly are is so sort of in your face or pervasive that light exposes the darkness. It exposes where you've been falsifying self. And so of all these cards, what should appear but help us and help us again? So remember, this is the card that we're teasing out. This is the card that's going to keep surfacing as you claim your victory, because this is the card that unconsciously has been running the show up to now. And so you're testing for your glory. You're stepping into your new acquirement. So every time you open up to that greater expansiveness, that greater assurance, this is going to be more and more apparent, because instead of it being unconscious, it's like, oh my gosh, is this still here? But it's so beautiful, because once you observe something, it no longer can function without. In other words, its days are numbered, because you've put a flashlight on it. You can see your glory. So that's the reason for that uncomfortable persuasion or feeling. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kelly.
You just want to surround yourself with love and just be so proud of yourself that you're saying yes to your highest truth. You're saying yes to your alma mater. Opportunity beckons. So does that make sense? That's the reason that you're feeling kind of, I don't know, weird, strange, it's almost like I've never walked on this earth before. It's because it's like that light is just really exposing things. What you're going to find, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Kelly.
As you serve the light, as you serve your greatest introduction, you're going to start finding your strength, your true lineage, your true, I keep saying alma mater, who you really are. And that strength is going to take care of the misalignment. So the card I have is choose wisely. And the reason that shows up is because you're being guided step by step, moment by moment. You may feel so raw, like you feel like to me, where when you leave middle school or whatever, and you step on high school campus that very first time, and you haven't seen any of your friends yet, so it's just you and this big, you know how it is back then. That's exactly how you feel to me. Like total, like a deer in headlights, totally lost. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kelly.
So what you're learning to do is to jump in time. In other words, when I say jump in time, those beautiful leprechaun energy is like within you, and they're just showing you the way home. So you're learning how to trust that. You're learning how to trust that. So the card I now have is seek the truth. So this is what's occurring. So it's really for you to follow your own guidance and host. If you feel led to whatever's being offered, that's beautiful. Remember, you're ultimately introducing yourself to yourself. So like you're the master. There's no separation. So that's important for you to really seal your fate, is really give yourself that applause. Every time you're drawn to any kind of higher energy, you're just drawing yourself back to you. This is very, very important that you remember that, kind of tuck that away. Say your name one more time.
Kelly.
See yourself as competent. See yourself as competent. That's just the one word I would leave you with. Competent. Competent, capable, something like that. Like, just really keep affirming that. This is where you're headed, joint stability. Does that answer your question, my love?
It does. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Oh my gosh. It's wonderful. Thank you for taking those steps, they're saying. Thank you. Thank you. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kelly.
Enjoy your new arrival. Enjoy your new arrival. So it's, again, it's not about who they are, it's about who you are. It's about remembering who you are. Mwah. So much love.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hello, Miss Lisa.
Hi, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Feeling very tired. Okay. I actually forgot. Okay, a message, please.
Okay, honey. And say your first name, please.
Lisa.
Say it one more time.
Lisa.
Thank you. Listen to your own discourse. Listen to your own authority. Listen to your own advice. So the reason you come after Kelly is you're pulling on your own belfry. What I mean by that is I literally see, like, on top of a church, someone pulling, like, that cord and making the bells ring. So in other words, you're the one that's creating that. You're the one deciding upon that. In English, what you're learning to do, and you're doing it, so it's continuing in this regard, is listening to your own advisement, listening to your own stirring, listening and learning how to trust, how to resemble your holiness, resemble your light, resemble your true divinity. So in other words, you're learning how to read between the lines. You're learning how to establish your own self-occurrence, self-assurance. Because again, this is all for your discovery. So on the one hand, I feel led to do this, that, and the other. On the other hand, you're simultaneously reporting back to your own divine authority. So through each step, through each evolution, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger with your own light and your own divine presence. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Lisa.
What you're doing is healing some energy of shame. And when I say shame, I just see this energy. Excuse me. Come here, buddy.
I know.
Sorry about that. So this energy of shame, and it's standing out. And what I mean by that is it's just sort of moving like this. So it's still on its way out, on its way out. Say your name one more time, my love.
Lisa.
Thank you. So each time you draw upon your own accord, what you're doing is you're releasing that. You're abiding by love. You're abiding by truth. So there's going to be a standout presence. What I mean by this is every time you make a decision, every time you make a decision, it could be like a fairly big decision. It could be a minor decision. But each time, they're helping you assemble the parts. In other words, they're helping you step back into your own divine authority, back into your own holy vision. And so what that does is it helps to marry the beloved. In other words, all of this just shame energy, because remember, it's like shame is the block to the solar plexus, to your willpower, to your strength, to your truth. So each time, it's like getting stronger, getting clear, and releasing all the fears of the night, all the frights of the night. So it's a little bit like everything goes. In other words, everything led me to who I am now, and I stand pretty, and I stand tall, and I stand under true acceleration. So they keep showing me this image of like pulling those church bells, where the person doing it is in authority, and understand the power of that, because in their determination, the sound, the echo that vibrates historically, meaning that travels to the whole community, is quite relevant. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Lisa.
Thank you. They're showing me the card is the third eye chakra, because again, you're learning to follow your own holy vision. I have, what would you call it? Well, whatever. It's a print, and I suddenly saw the owl through the print. So the idea being that the owl sees in the darkness, and 3D being darkness, of course. You have inner vision. The card I get is crown chakra. So you now have third eye chakra and crown chakra. So this is all about you moving into your highest semblance. So just remember, like at every twist or turn, should I go do this now and do that second, or should I do the second first? Like, it doesn't matter how silly the decision is. Each moment is a sign of your readiness. So you just want to feel that, that they're helping you to restore yourself to certainty. Oh, so good. When I said certainty, it was like just beautiful. Say your name one more time, honey. And say your name one more time, please. There's a lag on the internet. I'll just pretend.
Oh, well, I actually got the better internet, so.
Oh, yay. Okay, say your name one more time, sweetheart. Thank you. It's just the same message. So I just see you holding a telephone, like the old-fashioned telephones. So again, it's like calling to God, hearing what God has to say, and of course, our God self. Crying out for mercy, heart chakra. You're just getting every chakra there is. Because again, listening to truth, honoring that. So again, that shame energy on the way out, solar plexus on the way in. Let me do final outcome. Say your name one more time.
Lisa.
Thank you. You're getting stronger by the day. Stronger by the day. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
No, I think you've answered all of them. I just want to say that, like, you know, my shoulders are just going crazy right now. But I moved and I'm living surrounded by trees now. Mm-hmm. And in nature, like when I was little, and because I moved back to Cleveland, and so I lived in the woods basically when I was little, just not my rest of my family, just me. I would take off and just go, and so that's how I feel again. And so mm-hmm. I feel my creativity coming back, and yeah, and this is the place where there was a lot of shame because of, you know, I'm very different than everybody else and took a lot of chances in my life and did things that everybody else was afraid of. So but yeah, I feel like I'm healing that with my parents. I just have a question about how to be more patient with her. And this is very relating, this very much relates to what we're talking about, because like every single thing in my house, no matter what I do, she comes in and tells me the better way to do it. Like, no, it's gonna look better if it's 2 inches over here or whatever. So it's you know, just knowing that in my childhood, I never had the confidence because I always thought I was doing everything wrong. And that's pretty much what my sisters do as well. So, and my father, but he's getting better. And so how do I handle, keep finding myself not being, like being short with my mom. Like, no, this is where I want the sofa. This is where it feels right for me. But with a tone, you know, and it's like childish and it hurts her feelings.
Okay. Well, mom, sweetheart.
Okay.
And say your first name again, sweetheart.
Lisa.
You want to remember that you're calling these conversations in for your growth. So the first thing is to remember that you're actually creating this invitation for arrival. So the more that you remember everything's a dream state, and this, you're sort of volleying with your own extraction, meaning like your own ego that's always chastising you, that's always like she's playing a role that you are finished with. And so this is where you're making that conscious decision. You're making that arrival in each moment. So you want to be very clear about your own divine witness, about your own divine authority with clarity. So if your truth is I decorate intuitively, and you understand that you're here to serve intuition, you're here to serve the beloved, you're here to serve your highest truth that is performing miracles right and left in your very midst. This is where you have opportunity to stand on that assertive claim, so that when someone else advises otherwise, you want to remember that it's because they're standing out. In other words, if they're in alignment with another truth, with another vicinity, with another consciousness. For example, imagine there are these decorating rules and it's like, well, this is where you put it and this is the rule. But that is an old consciousness, that's in an old state, and you're here bringing forth divine feminine wisdom that has a new way to go, a new way to serve. So the more that you have compassion for your surroundings, we do not heal on the Sabbath. If you heal on the Sabbath, this is terrible, this is bad, this is not the way we do things. So you really want to pin the tail on the donkey in that regard. In other words, the more you can surround yourself with light, the more you can surround yourself with assurance. In other words, Joshua, Mary Magdalene, and you, and this is the way you heal. You do not follow rabbinical law, or you don't follow decorating law, whatever it is, but you're coming to your own placement, you're coming to your own advisement, where you're learning to be secure. That's what this is all about. So the way you're secure is to not feel that rivalry. In other words, to have complete compassion. That was your question. How do I have more compassion? To have complete compassion that, of course, she's going to see it from that perspective. How could she not? Because she's committed to that level of awareness where there's a right and a wrong. So she lives in this world of fear that she can't be wrong. She also needs to be right. There's some energy in her where it's very important that she feel right about things. So she needs to vocalize that. Well, the reason being is inside, she was also prejudiced against. In other words, she was handed this system of right and wrong where she felt the sting of being wrong. So she works very hard to be right.
Yeah.
So the more that you can surround yourself, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Lisa.
For the awareness that that's what you're bringing in. You're bringing in a new holiness. You're bringing in a new establishment where all are surrounded by love, where all are welcome, where there is no right and wrong. There is no, oh my gosh, if you do that, you're banished. And so this is where you're offering her. And again, when you offer it to her, you're really offering it to yourself. So you want to remember that. You're healing yourself of false establishments, where you were left out in the cold, where you were left out, where you were lacking, where you were pinned against. And so this is your opportunity, and say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Lisa.
To really open up to love in the first degree. To open up to love in the first degree. When I didn't talk to Gandhi specifically, but what I have read, when one was not opening to truth, he wasn't bashing them. He had compassion for there was a higher way and they couldn't see it yet. And that's a shame because they're missing the opportunity for growth. So he will hold the establishment of truth to help open everyone else's eyes. This is what you're stepping into. So the more you understand that love has its advantage now, when I say love has its advantage, you just became one big third eye and you were just looking coast from coast because this is what you're doing. You're waking up the beloved. You're waking up truth. And so when you offer that love when you offer that love and full acceptance, that's how you make the garden grow. So let me just do final outcome with you and your mom. Say your name.
Lisa.
Okay. Yeah. You've called this to order because you're ready. You're leaving your old maze. You're leaving your old address. You're walking into your new franchise. So, again, the two cards I have is win or lose. So this is duality. But do you see this? You can win or you can lose. So you better be careful. And that's the matrix we were all blessed with. Where you're moving to is take the lead. So think about what that whole place is about. So you want to remember that you're orchestrating your new arrival. And so the more you can have patience and compassion for self as you're realizing your new divine transference. So in English, it's like, well, of course you would think that way. I understand totally why. But it only brings me warmth, and it only brings me love and compassion that what she's dictating for another, she's subject to herself. And this is what we're in the process of terminating and moving into a new alliance with our own holiness, our own, I can't get those words, but like they're saying, saving grace. So this is what you're all about, establishing the new establishment. Does that make sense, sweetheart?
Yes, everything you said was perfectly spot on. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. And it's recorded, so happy listening.
Thank you. Believe me, I know I listen to those a lot.
Okay.